Cape Talk.
Five things to do this weekend.
Another busy weekend ahead, and we're going to start with an event I've already referenced in the first half hour of the show, the Open Book Festival, which is in full swing here in Cape Town. There have been some absolutely fascinating conversations and interviews and panel discussions with various authors over the past few days, and it all continues into this weekend. This event is a must visit for bookworms, for aspiring writers, for established authors, and for comic book and poetry fans. To talk us through some of the coming highlights this weekend, I'm delighted to welcome once again the co-founder of the Open Book Festival, Mervyn Sloman of the Book Lounge. Mervyn, great to have you with us again.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you.
Before we look ahead to what's coming this weekend, what have been some of the big highlights of the event so far?
Well, difficult to say. We're doing a series of five events focused on feminism. It is a wonderful collection which was brought up by Aquella earlier this year. And we've done two of those so far, which have been fabulous. Last night, we had the launch of Nasty Women Talk Back, which was chaired by Tuli Madonsela. We had a completely sold-out Fibot Theatre for that one. Mm. So there's, we've been busy. We're pumping.
Glad to hear it. Mervyn, let's take a look ahead. I know you've still got a number of events on this afternoon, this evening, and then through the weekend. Any particular ones you'd like to highlight?
One of the highlights of the festival every year for the last 3 years for me has been 8 o'clock Friday evening conversations with Mahale. It's Mahale Mashigo, and every year we set her up with three different writers. And this evening she's going to be talking to a wonderful novelist from Jamaica, Nicole Dennis-Benn, Leslie Nerka Arima from Nigeria, whose collection of short stories, What It Means When a Man Falls from the Sky, is the finest collection of short stories I've read in a long time. And our very own wonderful Pumla Kola, and that is always a highlight of the festival. That's this evening. Sunday morning, almost sold out. I think there are about 10 tickets left. There's Lost Boys of Bird Island. Oh. There's obviously a lot of interest in that. Co-author Chris Stain is going to be here for that. Guy DeLille and Mariko Tamaki are two fantastic illustrators who have come out from Canada to be with us, and they're going to be participating in various events over the weekend. So they're definitely people that should be caught, as it were.
Okay, and you've also got the Poetry Slam, Mervyn, for the poetry fans. Are there still tickets available for that?
There are some tickets available for the Poetry Slam, which is tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. We also have the Naked Word Poetry Session tonight, which is a wonderful platform for young, interesting spoken word artists. And we finish on Sunday evening with the In Zinc Session, which is a combination of young, upcoming spoken word and poet performers, as well as a couple of internationals are going to be joining them on stage. And that is always ending the festival with an absolute bang. Immediately preceding that, at 4 o'clock on Sunday, is another annual Open Book Institution, and that is Writer Sports, in which we have six or seven writers on stage sharing. For the first part, they're going to be sharing writing from a long time ago, which they are incredibly embarrassed about. And then there will also be some live writing on stage, audience participation, forcing them to write about specific things. I don't know why writers keep saying yes to us, but they do.
I can't imagine why the pressure is enormous. Mervyn, thanks so much. I know that you've got to get through to your next panel, which starts at 2 o'clock. So thanks for making a gap for us to chat to you quickly. Mervyn Sloman, the co-founder of the Open Book Festival. Just a reminder, the different events, some of them are priced tickets. Some of them are free events. For all the information, please check out openbookfestival.co.za to see what's coming up when, what the price is per ticket. It's generally 45 rand a head, which is really, really a good deal when you consider the wealth of talent and thought and provocative stuff that you're being exposed to. Check out openbookfestival.co.za. The event wraps up this Sunday. Well, from a literary celebration to a musical stage, the local outfit, the Francis Clare Band, is hosting the Cape Town Band Festival at the V&A Waterfront this weekend. The best part of this event, it's absolutely free for you to enjoy. On the line with me, I have Francis Clare, who is the frontwoman and songwriter of the Francis Clare Band. Francis, welcome to Cape Talk. Great to chat to you.
Thank you so much. I hope you're having a lovely Friday.
I am indeed, and the weekend is calling, Frances. Before we talk about this event, for the listeners who've never heard or caught you on stage before, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your band and your style of music?
Sure thing. Okay, so I'm the songwriter and the front woman for Frances Clare, and we're an all-original outfit. We're based in Cape Town, and we're actually all music teachers. Mm-hmm. So it's a music teacher initiative. And we try to also do community work where we raise funds to aid in the teaching of underprivileged kids and making sure that everyone gets to share in the music.
That's fantastic. Now, I believe the idea of this festival was actually inspired by a recent trip to the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown.
Yes, we were so privileged to be selected to perform in Grahamstown this year, which has now had its name changed to Makanda.
Yep.
It was very cool to be there when they had that transition as well. And we saw all of these different genres, different bands, and just musicians from all around the world, artists actually, not just musicians, coming together. And we thought that we wanted to bring that sense of camaraderie and sort of community to Cape Town.
Okay, so you are bringing it to the V&A Waterfront Amphitheatre this
yes.
weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday afternoons from noon until 5. How many bands
yes,
performing? Frances, tell us a little bit about who we can hear.
Oh, perfect. Okay, we have 10 bands performing, 5 on each day, and it's a completely different lineup each day. We've tried to make sure that we have a variety of different genres and people, and just that it's a complete feast for music lovers, and also to make sure it's free. So some of the people you can listen to. We have on Saturday, we have Bam Bam Brown, who he is amazing. He's toured all over the world, and he has a 5-piece band that will be performing. They're on at 12. We also then have the Stone Jets, who are a personal favorite of mine. They were just performing at Cafe Rue this last week, and they just launched their debut album. They're performing. We also have the Medicine Dolls. That's all tomorrow, so a big lineup of 5 bands. And then on Sunday, we kick it all off with Jules Terrier, who is the front man for Bryn, and they actually opened for Incubus this year.
Wow.
So some really nice names on that lineup.
Frances Clare, can't wait to come through and listen. I hope I get a chance to pop through one afternoon this weekend. The Cape Town Band Festival is happening at the V&A Waterfront Amphitheatre, free of charge. Simply pop along and listen, go and do some shopping, come back and listen some more, on from noon until 5 on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. The next event is one for the whole family, but really with a focus on the younger members of the family in particular, a Battle of the Wands. And no, it's not the next Harry Potter film. It's the Western Cape Junior Magic Championship happening tomorrow at Bergfleet High School. On the line with me is Steve Sandomierski, who is a senior instructor at the College of Magic. I know many of you will already be familiar with the fantastic work they do introducing youngsters to the world of magic and the tricks and the artistry and the showmanship that goes with it. They have seen many performers start as kids and emerge as seasoned entertainers. And Steve, there's a whole new batch putting through their paces at Bergfleet High School tomorrow. Good afternoon, and please tell us what the event is all about.
Oh, good afternoon. Well, thank you for having us. Well, it's the 2018 Western Cape Junior Magicians Championships. Like you said, it's at Bergfleet High. We've got 2 shows at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. There's 2 genres of magic that we're actually highlighting here. It's the close-up category and the stage category. We have 9 contestants, all in their late teens. And it promises to be an amazing event, especially for, like you said, the young crowd. And let's not leave out the adults, because we also have some special guest artists towards the end there.
Okay, now let's just talk a little bit about the difference between those categories. Steve, the close-up, I assume, is the sort of sleight-of-hand tricks kind of thing, whereas the stage category will be the bigger illusion-type stunt. Am I correct in understanding it that way?
Yeah, that's roughly how you break up the categories. Close-up is actually staged at a table, very close-up. We will have a camera on the table for the audience, which will be about seating about 500 people. And we'll be projecting for the close-up the actual video footage of it to the side, so the whole theater can actually see what's happening up close and personal. And on the stage side, they have the whole stage, and they use the whole stage, and a lot of wows there.
Okay, so the close-up one is at 4 p.m. The stage act is at 7 p.m. How much are the tickets, and where do we book them, Steve?
Okay, the tickets are, you can actually go on Quicket, online on Quicket. We have bookings there. You can also contact us at the College of Magic on 021-683-5480. And the tickets are, each show is 100 Rand each. If you decide to go to both shows, then it's a combo ticket special of 120 Rand for both shows. And then if you have, say, four more members of your family or friends that want to come along, then for each show it'll be 80 Rand a ticket if it's four or more.
Steve Sandomierski, thanks so much for chatting to us, senior instructor at the College of Magic. For more information about the college, to find out how you can sign up for classes and to find out more about this weekend's Western Cape Junior Magic Championship, look at collegeofmagic.com. Right, well, the next two I'm just going to talk you through. One is a suggestion to go and indulge in some quintessentially South African culinary experiences. It is Heritage Month after all, and what could be more South African than biltong and wine? I can tell you what, biltong plus wine plus Kusisters and Cook Sisters. The place you want to be this weekend is Stellenbosch Hills Winery on Saturday from 10 until 3. They're hosting a local is lekker pairing of biltong and wine, as well as both Cook Sisters and Kusisters. You know, the one is the Cape Dutch one, the plated, syrupy, slightly crispy delicacy. The other, the Cape Malay spicy coconut rolled version. You'll be able to enjoy both of those along with some delectable wines and biltong at Stellenbosch Hills Winery, which you'll find on the intersection of the R310 and Flottenburg Road, just outside of Stellenbosch. That special is on for the month of September at a cost of 75 Rand per person. And if you'd like to know more or get a map to the venue, please check out their website, which is www.stellenbosch-hills.co.za. Our final suggestion is one that is, I'm going to say, not going to cost you anything. It will cost you the petrol in your car to drive up the West Coast, but now is the time to do that if you want to go and check out some amazing spring flowers. The wildflowers are out. Make the most of it this month of September. You can visit the West Coast National Park. The Blouberg Nature Reserve, I'm told, is also bedecked in spring glory, as is the Darling Rhenosterveld Reserve, Wayland's Wildflower Reserve. You can head up to Paternoster. I was there a few weeks ago, and already they were peeping through, so I can just imagine what it must look like now. And the Cape Columbine Nature Reserve also tipped off as a hotspot for viewing the spring flowers this year. Pack a picnic, take the family, head up the West Coast to enjoy what nature provides free of charge this coming weekend.